Today we're going to finish card number 18, which is Hamachadesh Betuba Bochoyum Timnu Maasev Reishis, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's input is constantly necessary each and every day. Shneamar La'osei Orim Gedolim Kilo Olam Chasdo. It's not just that God once in history made the sun and the moon. Today the sun and the moon were made. And if not for that input, there wouldn't have been a sunrise. So I'd like to connect this to something interesting. That about 30 years ago, there was a... not sure if what to call him. He's an astronomer or a scientist. His name is Carl Sagan. You remember him? He used to have a television program. And billions and billions of stars and galaxies. And you could almost feel the spittle from the bee of billions and going through your television screen. So he tried to... Of course, it was in his best interests to sell more TV space by assuring us that there are millions of other planets like ours in the galaxy. And we're just waiting for a Star Trek mission to go out there and find them. And his point was that they're all that another planet like ours needs to exist, to fortify life forms as we are, is four or five different things. You need a certain amount of carbon, a certain amount of hydrogen and oxygen, you need a star nearby. So, okay, it's just, but he was always bragging about just how few things that you need in order for this to happen, right? So this has now been evaluated by scientists in the last 30 years to include approximately 40,000 different characteristics in order for a planet to exist such as ours. I'm not saying that if a planet does exist out there that would be anything antithetical to our Torah, like the Christians did when they persecuted Galileo for even suggesting that the sun is the center of our galaxy and not the Earth. But all that we would want, if there are other life forms such as us, which could be considered B'Tselem Elokim, not because of what they look like, but because they can think and process free thought, is that they should be commanded, that they should be instructed. Right, we were first told not to eat from a particular tree. They would be told not to eat a particular kind of fish in the water. I don't know, whatever that life form sustains. But that they should have a cheshbon, that they should be put into a place, la'avdo l'shamra, to work there, to guard that place, and to have a cheshbon. Not that we're just here to be higher forms on the planet and just have a good time. So that's just an interesting point about how we're reevaluating. It's not three or four things, and those are that they're right. There would be millions and millions of places like ours. There have to be 40,000 of them. Okay, so you shouldn't worry so much about this. But between Mars and Jupiter, there are hundreds of millions and billions of asteroids, known as the asteroid belt. And this time it was once a planet, because from Mercury to Pluto, if Pluto is a planet, the planets are profoundly in a geometric order of distance from one another, except for Mars and Jupiter, which are too far from each other. This time there was something in between there that blew up, and then those things are orbiting the sun just like everything else. All we need is one of those to break through and start heading towards us. We would just have a few days to prepare. Just one of those hundreds of millions. What's stopping that from happening? The gravity of Jupiter and HaKadosh Baruch Hu watching us. And of course, our atmosphere that burns them up. There are billions of tons of dust from those asteroids that come into your hair and human life every day. But the Hashem breaks them up before they can get here. We're watched. Someone's looking out for us. So if someone wasn't, you'd have to walk out this room today and start worrying about when those asteroids are hitting. So someone's looking after us. That's the important point of La'oserim gedolim kilolam chasdam. Chadesh betuva v'cholim tamid ma'asev reishis. Now go out there and make today count and have a great Shabbos.